Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. This is week 7, day 1 of the study of Romans. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Romans 10, 1 through 13. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. Join me as we pray before we get started. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today, God? Would you speak to us? Lord, we want to know you. We want to know you more, God. We want you to fill our hearts and our minds every hour of the day. Fascinate us with your word, that we would meditate on it day and night, as the psalmist writes in Psalm 1, God. Plant us, root us deeply by living water. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. So let's pause right there. Paul has been talking for quite some time about the differences between Jews and Gentiles. And in chapter 9, he talked about this anguish that he has. He wished that he could have been cursed, sent to hell, so that Israel could be saved. He wished that he could suffer that so that they could be saved. And he promises, he pinky swears that he's not making that up. He has such anguish. Now, again, fortunately for him and for anyone else, that's not up to him. He doesn't get to decide to go to hell and save the people of Israel. There is one who has made atonement for the sins and has justified them if they will accept it, but it's not Paul. And so Paul went down this thought experiment of what that would be like if God just chose. If God said, you know what, some people I justify and some people I don't, and that's just the way it is, and the Jews are in, most of the Gentiles are out, and that's just how it is. He's gone down that thought experiment route, and he finished saying that's not really how it is, because Israel thought they were the frozen chosen. Israel thought they were the ones, and as it turns out, because they didn't have faith, they weren't elect. They weren't the ones that the Lord was speaking to. And so now he's saying, you know, like he said in the previous chapter, there's anguish in his soul that Israel doesn't believe. And now he's saying that his heart's desire, his prayer to God for the Israelites, is that they might be saved. He wants them to believe in Jesus. That's the only way for them to be saved now. And here is a very important distinction. Many people, and they use the book of Romans as their proof text for this, and the book of Romans never, ever, 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 ever says this. I cannot stress this enough. Nowhere in the New Testament does it ever say that the people of the Old Testament, the Israelites in the Old Testament, were justified by the works of the law. Never, 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 never. There are so many people nowadays that teach that, and the Bible never says that. In fact, quite to the contrary, the Bible, New Testament and Old Testament, only says that they were justified by faith, by believing that God would justify them. Yes, they were required to obey the law, and no one ever did it. It wasn't possible. It was too much. And that's the point. They were never justified by the law. Paul is about to quote something from Moses in Deuteronomy that is explaining to the Israelites, this, the law, obeying the law, it's not hard for you. It's not hard because truly what's required is faith. That's the easy part of the requirement of the law. Let's continue on. Verse 3. Since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. So he's saying that the Israelites, they did not obtain salvation. They're very zealous. They wanted to serve the Lord with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength, but they didn't want to do it necessarily on his terms. You see, one of the things about legalism, and legalism here is not people who do things differently than you or people who love to, you know, really get into Bible study or whatever else. That's not legalism. Legalism is when you try to earn your salvation by doing things. You can't do it, but it's so bred into human nature because of our fallen sin nature, is that we want to do things because we ever want to justify ourselves. We want to self-justify ourselves so that we don't need God. And if there's a set of rules that we can create or use and then massage and change to fit our situations to make ourselves look better, we will do that. If you can just give me a set of rules on how to behave, and then give me a little bit of leeway to kind of adjust the rules as we go along to better fit my circumstances, I will rather do that than depend on someone else to forgive me every time I screw up. Because if I need someone to forgive me for all of my screw-ups, that means that I have to face them. That means that I have to admit that I was wrong. That means that I have to ask for forgiveness for that. People don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. How often, think about this, how often in your life have you had anyone ever come to you and apologize without you first demanding they do it? And I'm not talking about, you know, coming and saying, well, I'm sorry if you were offended. I'm saying truly coming to you and repenting. I'm sure that most of you listening, it's happened a few times through the course of your life. But I bet you as I'm saying that, there's probably like 10 occasions that just rush to your mind. And I'm sorry if I'm causing you to deal with unforgiveness and bitterness, but please deal with the unforgiveness and bitterness. But there's probably 10 times that come rushing to your mind immediately where you think that person didn't apologize. They knew what they did. They knew what they did. And they're good people. People don't apologize. People don't want to apologize. People don't like to apologize. And it's no different between us and God than it is with us and other people. We don't want to have to apologize. We don't want to have to repent. So we'd much rather have a set of rules that we can just obey. And then when we break those rules, we can find a way to, well, it's okay when I do it like this. And that is exactly what the Jews did. I've read a lot of, I've read a good bit of Talmudic rabbinical writings. The things that the rabbis used to speak orally and then got written down later in somewhere around 300 AD in that range, they started writing it down. All of these things, I've read a lot of that. I'm not everything by any means, but I've read a lot of that stuff. And it's amazing how many of the laws they twisted and massaged to make it work in their favor. That's what all people want to do. We want to take rules and then we want to overcomplicate them so that they can fit us. And the more complicated rules get, the more favorable they are to us if we can find a loophole. Our tax code in the United States is like a billion pages long because it provides loopholes for everyone who's paid up in the right places. If the tax code was just across the board, everyone just pays 10%, period. No loopholes, no exceptions, just pay 10%. That doesn't make exceptions for people who can, you know, like I said, be paid up in the right places so that they pay less and others pay more and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's just across the board. No one likes that because you can't use your influence and authority and money to massage things. That's what people do. That's who we are. So that's a legalism, and that's what Paul is talking about right here, is they were zealous for God, but they wanted to establish their own righteousness, not submit to God's. But Christ is the culmination of the law, and he is the one that imputes righteousness to everyone. Everyone. Jew and Gentile alike. Verse 5, Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The amazing thing about this passage that Paul is quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 30 is that Moses, it's in context to Moses saying, listen, before chapter 30, he's proclaimed a lot of blessings and a lot of curses. Blessings for if they keep the law, curses for if they abandon the law and abandon God. And so the beginning of chapter 30, Moses is explaining, hey, when the Lord destroys Israel and when he has four nations carry you off, remember, this is Moses prophesying this hundreds of years before this ever happened. When this happens is what he says. And you come to your senses and you realize, oh my gosh, the reason this has happened is because we haven't followed the Lord. Then repent and turn to him. Turn to him. And then he goes into this. Moses says this. He says, you know, don't say who will ascend to heaven. Don't say who's going to cross the ocean or do this or do that. Basically saying the understanding of this is so far beyond us. We can't understand it. Moses is saying, no, it's easy. It's faith. Repent and turn back to God and trust that he will forgive you. That is faith. That is faith. Legalism is not being able to trust God through faith that he will save you. So you need to do stuff to earn your justification, to earn your spot in eternity. Faith is, I acknowledge that there is nothing I can do to make this right, God. And I hope and I trust and I have faith that what you said is true. That if I just believe you and if I ask for forgiveness, if I repent, you'll save me. And that's exactly what Moses says in that passage. If you will repent and turn to him, he will bring you back and he will restore your fortunes. He'll give you the land back if you repent. That's what he was saying in Deuteronomy. And Paul is applying that to the message of the gospel. He's saying, repent and turn to Jesus and he'll save you. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. It's that same aspect of faith. It's that same repentance that Moses was talking about. The people in the Old Testament were not justified by the law. They were justified by the same faith that we're justified by today. There is no difference in the means of salvation between the old covenant and the new. What was sacrificed, what was offered up for us to believe in for our justification, that is what changed. Before there was an annual and ongoing sacrifices that needed to be made to make restitution for our sins. But it was still faith in God that was enough. That those sacrifices to cover our sins was enough. What changed in the covenant is now Jesus is that sacrifice once for all. But the covenant was always by faith. It was always by faith. Always and forever. That never changed because we have to have faith that God will do what he promised, that he will forgive us. He's faithful and just to forgive our sins. When we repent, when we come to him, continue on. Verse 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone, not every Jew, not every Christian, Not every person who's done enough good things. Every Muslim who calls on the name of the Lord, repents, and turns their heart to the one true God, they will be saved. They don't have to go through 6 months of re-education to get over Islam and come to Christianity. Anyone who turns their heart to the one true God and acknowledges that Jesus is Lord and believes that God raised him from the dead, anyone who does that will be saved. From the least to the greatest, the best to the worst, anyone who does that. So when anyone tells you that in the Old Testament they were justified by the law, and now we're justified by faith and grace, it's not true. It never, ever says that. Paul spends so much of Romans saying the opposite of that. So when you read Romans and you don't get that, read it again and read it again and read it again. I promise you, read Romans 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, you will see that he never says that anyone was justified by the law. Nowhere in the New Testament does it say that anyone was justified by adherence to the law, because no one could do it. They sought to establish their own righteousness by performing the works of the law. The rabbinic teaching that came from the first century BC, 8 through AD, that time period, they actually believe that if you broke one law, you've broken the entirety of the law, which is something that we believe. So in their mind, you couldn't break the law. You couldn't break any laws, or you're guilty of breaking them all. And so many of the rabbis actually believed that they could do this. They really believed that they could do this. So everything was outward. Nothing was inner. Nothing was with the heart. Everything was outward. You just had to do the right things. And they were vile on the inside. Jesus pointed that out many, many times. If we seek to establish our own righteousness, if we want to do it our own way, make up our own rules, and then change the rules to suit us, we're far from God, even if we believe that we're doing it for God. But when we have faith, meaning that we believe when we repent, he will be faithful and just to forgive our sins. And that when we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, that he'll save us. That is faith. And that's uncomfortable, but that's what we have to have. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the 10-Week Bible Podcast. I really am glad you joined me. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. I'll be back tomorrow with another day of the 10-Week Bible Podcast.